So you're telling me it's possible to ditch the tiny apartment, the crowds, maybe even the commute, and trade it all in for a place with some actual breathing room, all while potentially saving money.
Potentially, yeah. We're diving deep into this article today from Jet Direct Mortgage. They're a local lender, and it seems like they've got some pretty good insights for first-time home buyers looking at Suffolk County, New York.
Okay, so Suffolk County, most people, when they think Long Island, they think what, Nassau County? Or just head straight into the city.
Right, exactly. But this article is really highlighting the hidden gem aspect of Suffolk. It's that same Long Island experience, but they're saying it comes at a much more accessible price point.
And they're not kidding. They're comparing the median home price in Suffolk, which is $662,000, to Nassau, which is $849,000. I mean, that's a pretty significant difference.
It is, and not only that, you get more space for your money too.
Yeah, the square footage is a big deal. They say you get about 300 more square feet on average in Suffolk.
Right, that's like a whole extra room. Think about what you could do with that. A dedicated home office, maybe a guest room, or just more space for the kids to run around.
Yeah, the appeal is definitely there. And the price seems right, but this article really stresses getting your finances in order before you even start looking.
They do, and they go beyond just saying, save for a down payment. They break down all the key factors lenders consider, starting with, the big one,
Right.
your credit score.
Yeah, the credit score. They say aim for above 620, at least if you're going for a conventional loan. What if you're not quite there yet, though?
Well, there are options like FHA loans. They're a little bit more lenient, but generally speaking, the higher your credit score, the better the loan terms you're going to get.
So if someone's listening to this and they're thinking, okay, my credit score could use some work, what are some things they can do to boost it?
There are a few key things, and actually, the article lists these. Paying down any high-interest debt is a big one. Also, making sure you're always paying your bills on time. Even small things like that can make a difference.
It's like a financial tune-up, making sure everything's running smoothly.
Exactly. And along with credit score, the other thing they emphasize is your debt-to-income ratio. They call it DTI.
Yeah.
Basically, this shows lenders how much of your income is already going towards other debts.
So they want to make sure you can actually handle a mortgage payment on top of all your other expenses.
Right. And that ties into the next big piece of advice, saving.
Well, yeah, we need that for a down payment, but is there more to it than that?
There is. They point out you'll need savings for closing costs too, all the fees and whatnot.
Hold on. They keep mentioning these closing costs. What are those exactly?
Basically, closing costs are all the fees that come with finalizing the home purchase. Things like loan origination fees, appraisal fees, title insurance, government recording fees. It can really add up.
Okay, so it's not just about the sticker price of the house. You've got these extra costs to factor in. All right, so we've got credit score, DTI, savings. Anything else we need to have on our radar?
They mention one more thing: steady employment and steady income. Lenders really want to see that stability. They want to know you've got a reliable source of funds for those mortgage payments.
It makes sense. You wouldn't loan money to someone whose income was all over the place, would you?
No, definitely not. And then once you've got all your finances in order, the next step is getting pre-approved for a mortgage.
Pre-approval. Okay. This feels like a big step.
It is. It basically means you give the lender all your financial documents, pay stubs, bank statements, tax returns, all that stuff. And then they review everything and tell you specifically how much you're pre-approved to borrow.
So it's not just like casually saying, hey, I'm thinking about buying a house. It's more like, hey, I'm ready. I can do this.
Exactly. And that can make a big difference, especially in a market like Suffolk County. It shows sellers you're serious, that you're a qualified buyer.
Okay, makes sense. And they also mentioned different types of loans, conventional, jumbo, FHA, VA.
Right. Each one has different requirements and advantages. It really depends on your specific situation.
We should probably go into those different loan types a little more in the next part of our deep dive.
Definitely. But one last thing about pre-approval. They emphasize talking to multiple lenders. Don't just go with the first one you find. Shop around, compare rates, find the best fit for you.
It pays to do your research. That's great advice.
So it sounds like we've covered all the essential financial prep work. What comes next?
Now the fun part begins. We're going to dive into the actual house hunting process in Suffolk County. Finding the right neighborhood, envisioning yourself in that new home.
I can't wait to hear about that. This is where the dream starts to take shape.
We'll pick it up right there in part two of our deep dive.
Okay, so we've laid all that financial groundwork. Now we can finally get to the fun part, the actual house hunting in Suffolk County. This is where it gets real. This is where things get exciting, for sure. But before you get swept away by all the open houses and online listings, the article really stresses the importance of setting a realistic budget. You know, figure out what you can actually afford based on that pre-approval we talked about.
Yeah, it's easy to get carried away when you're looking at those beautiful photos online. Gotta stay grounded.
Exactly. Don't fall in love with a place that's gonna stretch your finances too thin. And once you have that budget in mind, then you can start diving into all the different neighborhoods that Suffolk County has to offer.
And from what I've seen, it seems like Suffolk has a little something for everyone. You've got the quiet seaside towns, you've got those bustling little villages, historic districts. I mean, where do you even begin?
Well, that's where the research comes in. The article suggests thinking about, you know, your commute. How long are you willing to drive each day? Also, school districts, if that's relevant for you. Proximity to amenities, like parks, shopping, restaurants, that kind of thing.
It's all about finding the right lifestyle, right? Not just a house, but a place that actually fits how you want to live.
Exactly. And they actually call out a few specific neighborhoods as good starting points for first-time home buyers. I'm curious what you think of these. First up, Patchogo.
Patchogo. Okay, I've heard good things. What's the vibe like there?
It's known for its revitalized downtown area. They got lots of shops, restaurants, waterfront access, and it's supposed to be a little more affordable compared to some other areas.
So it's drawing a younger crowd, maybe some families.
Yeah, people looking for that, you know, that vibrant, walkable community feel. Then there's Smithtown.
Smithtown. Okay. That one sounds familiar.
That's more of a classic Long Island suburb, known for its great schools, very family friendly, tree-lined streets, that kind of thing.
Okay, so Patchogue for that bustling downtown vibe, Smithtown for that classic suburb feel. What else is on the list?
Well, they also mentioned Huntington Station. It's supposed to be very diverse, lots of different types of housing options, and a convenient location for commuters.
So many options. This is great.
And it's not just about these specific towns. They really encourage people to go out and explore, see what each area has to offer, visit the parks, try the restaurants, check out the local events, get a feel for the place.
It's about finding the right fit, not just checking boxes on a list. Makes sense. And speaking of getting some guidance, the article also strongly recommends working with a real estate agent, someone who knows the Suffolk County market.
Absolutely. A good real estate agent can be a huge asset, especially for first-time buyers. You know, they know all the ins and outs of the market. They can point out things you might not even notice.
Yeah, especially in a competitive market, it would be nice to have someone in your corner who knows what they're doing.
Right. And they can also help you with the negotiation process. Make sure you're getting a fair deal.
So it's really about having a team of experts on your side. Your lender, your real estate agent, people you can trust to guide you through all this. Speaking of guidance, they also mentioned that the market in Suffolk County moves quickly. Be prepared to act fast.
Yeah, when you find a place you love, you gotta be ready to jump on it. Have your pre-approval letter ready, trust your gut, and don't be afraid to make a strong offer.
It's like a real estate dance. You gotta know the steps.
Exactly. And even with a great agent, it's still important to do your own research. You know, check out online reviews, visit the neighborhood at different times of day, get a real sense of the place.
It's not just about looking at pictures online. You gotta actually see it, feel it. Okay, so let's say we've done all that, found a place we love. They also talk about the home inspection.
Right, the home inspection, super important.
But what exactly is a home inspection?
Well, it's basically where you hire a professional inspector to come in and thoroughly assess the condition of the property. You know, from the foundation to the roof, they check everything.
So they can uncover any hidden problems that you might not see with the naked eye, problems that could cost you a lot of money down the road.
Exactly. They'll give you a detailed report with all their findings, and then you can use that to negotiate with the seller. Maybe ask them to make some repairs before closing, or maybe even give you credit to cover the cost of repairs.
It's like a safety net, right? Gives you peace of mind before you sign on the dotted line.
Right. And even if the inspection turns up some minor issues, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to walk away from the deal. You know, you can talk to the seller, see if you can work something out.
So communication is key. And having that inspection report gives you the information you need to make an informed decision. Okay, so we've navigated the house hunt, found a place, got the inspection done. What's next?
Now it's time to really dive into the financial details. We'll talk more about those different loan types, and we'll unpack those sometimes confusing closing costs.
Sounds good to me. I'm ready to learn more about all that. Okay, so we've explored what makes Suffolk County so attractive. We've tackled the house hunting process. And now it's time to dive into, well, probably the part that most people dread the most. the financial details.
Yeah, this is where it can get a little more technical. But the good news is this article actually does a really good job of breaking down the different types of mortgage loans that are available. Remember earlier we talked about like conventional loans, jumbo loans, FHA loans, VA loans, all that.
Yeah, I remember feeling a bit overwhelmed by all the different options. Can we break those down a little bit more?
Sure, absolutely. Let's start with conventional loans. Those are kind of the, you know, the standard mortgage that most people think of.
Right, the traditional route.
Exactly. And those are typically offered by private lenders, like banks and credit unions. And they usually require a higher credit score and a larger down payment compared to some other options.
Okay, so those are for folks who are, you know, in pretty good financial shape already.
Right. And then you have jumbo loans, which are basically for those, you know, really high-priced properties. Like if you're buying a mansion out in the Hamptons or something, you might need a jumbo loan.
Okay, so a jumbo loan is for when the house price is above the limits for a regular conventional loan. Got it. What about those FHA loans?
FHA loans are backed by the Federal Housing Administration. They're designed to make home ownership more accessible, especially for first-time buyers.
So maybe a little easier to qualify for.
Right. They often have lower credit score requirements and smaller down payment options. And then you have VA loans, which are specifically for eligible veterans, active duty military, and surviving spouses.
Okay, so that's a really great option for those who qualify.
It is, yeah. VA loans are backed by the Department of Veterans Affairs, and they come with some really fantastic benefits. Like, in some cases, you don't even need a down payment.
Wow, that's amazing. So we've got all these different options depending on, you know, our individual situations.
Exactly. And the article really stresses the importance of, you know, doing your research, comparing rates from different lenders, finding the best fit for your needs.
Okay, so shop around. Don't just go with the first lender you find.
Right. Actually, they specifically mentioned Jet Direct Mortgage, the company that put out this article, as a potential option, especially for first-time homebuyers in Suffolk County.
Yeah, I remember them highlighting their online process and their mobile app. Seems like they're trying to make things as easy and convenient as possible.
It does seem that way.
Yeah.
And they definitely seem to understand the local market, which can be really helpful. All right, so let's say you've sorted out your financing. Your offer on a house has been accepted. Everything's looking good. Now it's time to talk about closing costs.
Huh, yes, closing costs. Such a mystery. We talked about them a little bit before, but can we unpack those a little bit more?
Sure, of course. Basically, closing costs are all those extra fees that you have to pay to, you know, finalize the home purchase.
Right, all the fine print stuff.
Exactly. And it can vary a lot depending on, you know, how much you're borrowing, the specific lender, all that. But some common things that are included are loan origination fees, appraisal fees, title insurance, government recording fees, oh, and sometimes even prepaid property taxes and homeowners insurance.
Wow, it's no wonder people find this part confusing.
Yeah, it's a lot to keep track of. The article recommends asking your lender for a really detailed breakdown of all these costs up front.
So you're not surprised when you get to the closing table.
Exactly. It's always better to know what you're getting into. But, you know, even though closing costs can add up, it's important to remember that it's a one-time expense. Once you've paid them, you can just focus on enjoying your new home.
Yeah, that feeling of finally getting the keys, that must be amazing.
It is. And I think that's what this article really highlights, that even though buying a home can be a complicated process and sometimes a little bit stressful, the rewards are so worth it.
Absolutely. Owning a home, it's more than just, you know, bricks and mortar. It's about having a place that's truly yours, a place where you can put down roots, build a life, and maybe even build some equity along the way.
It is, yeah. And I think, you know, Suffolk County in particular offers a really unique blend of like lifestyle benefits and, you know, financial opportunity.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. We've talked about what makes Suffolk County so special. We've gone through the steps of finding the right home. And we've even tackled those sometimes confusing financial details. Hopefully, our listeners are feeling a little more informed and a little less intimidated by the whole home buying process.
Me too. And remember, there are resources out there like Jet Direct Mortgage who can help guide you through every step of the way. Don't be afraid to reach out to the experts and ask for help.
Exactly. So to all our listeners out there, good luck on your Suffolk County home buying journey. We hope you find the perfect place to call your own. And remember, it's not just about buying a house. It's about creating a home that you love.
And building a life in a community that you're excited to be a part of.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Happy house hunting, everyone.